Now, for almost a year, a safe haven for youth has been closed in Waimanalo. It's supposed to open in a year, so why is there no line item in the budget? Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has the reality check. Hey there, Chad.
Hello, Beth Ann, and happy day one of the pledge drive.
Well, thank you very much. But, you know, not looking incredibly good for the folks out in Waimanalo who used to depend on that big gym and where a lot of youth would hang out. And now we hear tell they're hanging out on the street. But what worse, looking at, is there really a line item to fix it? Is there?
Well, this is a good question. And our reporter, Natanya Friedheim, went out to Waimanalo, talked to a lot of the folks who feel very frustrated. We're talking about a big gym that's in the Waimanalo District Park. And as you mentioned, very popular, as many as 150 kids a day. Often were playing sports or just hanging out. You'd often have adults hanging around as well until late in the evening, described as a safe haven. Well, it was closed last year. There was safety concerns. There was metal screens on the ceiling that looked pretty corroded. And so good reason to repair it. It's going to cost about $3 million. But some in Waimanalo were wondering, why is it so slow? Why can't we get this sooner? Because with those kids not having this place to go, the fear is that maybe they'll fall into the wrong crowd. There was even one anecdotal example that one teen who used to hang out might actually have fallen in with a gang and been involved with drugs. So this is a concern. This is a place to help people feel safe, and they feel like the city is just moving slow on this.
Another question might be, you know, why did it take it to get to the point where it had to be closed because of safety concerns? People had been reporting that there had been problems with, you know, some of the screens and the bolts dropping and all of that for a while. It seems we let everything get to the crisis point before we do enough to actually make it safe again.
And some of the community have pointed out rather strongly, look, I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that 65% of us are Native Hawaiian and that a lot of us have low incomes. Could there, in fact, be discrimination going on here? Well, that's a very sensitive question. Natanya did talk to Ikaika Anderson, who's the councilman for that district. He says, no, that's not the case. And he said, or at least one of his aides said, actually, we're moving pretty fast on getting this work done compared to the usual pace. But Ann Kobayashi, who heads the Parks Department on the council, says, wait a minute, I am worried. We seem to be moving really slow. And so when you're raising questions about that, boy, that only adds to that frustration level. Is there discrimination? A strong charge.
And again, looking at why this isn't showing up in the as a line item for the coming year's proposed capital budget, that's really a concern. So the question is, despite all of the plan for it to be done in a year, will it in fact be done? And what will this year do in the lives of a lot of the people who can't be there in the interim?
Exactly. One of the people that Natanya talked to said city and county, it means sitting and counting. Not a very flattering thing. By the way, we didn't hear from Caldwell, Mayor Caldwell's office, or the Parks Department on this matter.
Okay, well, we're going to let it go at that because clearly we're going to wait and watch and see what happens with this. Anything that is being done in the interim or that you're hearing from the residents that they are doing?
Construction is supposed to start. There is concern about the summer fun program, however. It would have been held in the gym. It's going to be held in a smaller facility nearby, but it's hot. There isn't quite the amenities, and they're worried about the construction noise and so forth drifting over. But in the meantime, they're also commuting to Kailua for sports events and things like that.
Not a good angle, any way you look at it. Thanks very much, though, Chad. Good to talk about this.
Thanks, Beth.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.